With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has announced the first batch of Kennedy Center honors nominees in his new role as chairman. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting.
Country music star George Strait and Rocky actor Sylvester Stallone lead the list of recipients for this year's Kennedy Center honors. The other honorees are singer Gloria Gaynor, the rock band Kiss, and actor-singer Michael Crawford.
The 48th Kennedy Center honorees are outstanding people, outstanding group, incredible. We can't wait.
Donald Trump, who said he was 98% involved in selecting the honorees, also announced that he will host the awards program. Greg Clugston, the White House.
German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says European leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had a constructive virtual discussion with President Trump 2 days ahead of the president's planned meeting in Alaska with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Leaders in a rural Tennessee town give the okay to reopen a former prison as an immigration detention facility.
In a 4-3 vote, Mason, Tennessee's 5 board member of aldermen, the mayor and vice mayor, approved agreements to turn a former prison into an ICE immigration detention facility operated by a private company. CoreCivic says it would create nearly 240 jobs and generate about $325,000 in annual property tax revenue.
Correspondent Donna Warder. Sections of Alaska's capital city are bracing for the arrival of what could be record floodwaters due to rainwater and snowmelt flowing downstream from a basin dammed by the Mendenhall Glacier. Residents in some parts of Juneau have evacuated. Flooding from the basin has become an annual concern for residents. Stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 273 points. The Nasdaq is down 1. This is SRN News. British police keep investigating a pro-life activist.
Isabel Vaughan Spruce prays silently outside of abortion clinics in the UK, but that is now illegal under a sweeping new abortion law, and police are investigating her. This is the same Isabel Vaughan Spruce who has been arrested before and been given a financial settlement for a wrongful arrest. Pro-life advocates say the new anti-prayer law is a violation of their religious freedom and are preparing for a long court battle to prove it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian, U.S., and Jordanian officials are vowing to work together toward a permanent ceasefire in a southern Syrian region that's racked by deadly sectarian violence. The clashes were between government forces and local Bedouin tribesmen on one side and fighters for the country's Druze minority on the other. Fighting in other parts of Syria has targeted the embattled Christian minority, which is calling on the new government to provide protection. This is SRN News. Wildfires continue to burn in parts of Europe, including Spain and Portugal, as millions of people across the continent struggle to adapt to a new reality, record summer heat.
Outside Madrid in Spain, firefighters had largely contained a blaze that broke out on Monday night, authorities say, adding it killed a man who suffered burns on 98% of his body. Elsewhere, firefighters and nearly 1,000 soldiers are battling blazes in regions including Castile and Leon. While in Portugal, more than 700 firefighters are working to control a fire in Trancoso, northeast of Lisbon, while smaller fires are burning further north. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the wife of South Korea's jailed former President Yoon Suk-yeol has been arrested as investigators seek to charge her over various suspected crimes. Yoon was removed from office back in April over his brief imposition of martial law in December. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.